Welcome back to the NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network. Once again, New River Radio and Digital General Manager, Paul Johnson.
Welcome back to Business Spotlight on WRAD and the WRAD Talk Network. I'm Paul Johnson. My guest is Jabari Bird. Jabari is a Virginia Tech graduate, master's degree at Virginia Tech, really interesting background, and an interesting company called KyloCure. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. First of all, let's meet Jabari. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me this morning. And it's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Your company is fascinating. The people behind your company, not just you, but the others, fascinating as well. But walk me through your life, Jabari. What brought you to Virginia Tech and what got you to this company called KyloCure?
Well, what brought me to Virginia Tech was just being interested as a Virginia Tech fan for the football team, mm-hmm. and being a fan of Michael Vick for a long time as well, and seeing his impact on the university,
right,
and just putting Virginia Tech's name out there. And so just wanting to go to a school where I know I could get a good education, and
right.
also
play some football.
Yeah, well, not necessarily play some football, but
be around it.
Yeah, just be around it.
Yeah.
You know. And so that's what attracted me initially to Virginia Tech. But then once I visited and actually saw the different opportunities as far as the different
educational opportunities.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you're from Richmond originally.
Yes, I am.
But you got here and, again, through a variety of classes and such, got interested in some interesting subjects there. Talk me what your education was.
Yeah, so I received a bachelor's degree in biochemistry,
okay.
with a minor in chemistry at Virginia Tech, and got started. And during that tenure, I was able to do research with potato plants,
okay.
and I was able to also get some background in like greenhouse management, and mm-hmm. also how to grow plants in a greenhouse too as well, and
right.
and cultivating plants outdoors as well, and just getting introduced into the agronomy side of agriculture,
right.
and whatnot. And I was also able to do some aeroponics chambers work too as well with potato plants. So was able to do a project for Lay's during my tenure
wow.
at Tech as well. And that was during my bachelor's degree. And then as I was finishing up my senior year there at Tech, really didn't know what I wanted to do at the time. And it was the same year that President Obama passed the Farm Bill, the
okay.
2014 Farm Bill. And that allowed for the universities and other entities to start researching the hemp plant,
okay.
Industrial hemp.
Right.
And so that sparked my attention. And learning more about CBD mm-hmm. at the time, and
right.
Learning about companies.
Because I would imagine like 10 years ago, CBD was still kind of a new thing as far as the public's knowledge of it.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. But from Virginia Tech's standpoint, we wanted to focus on all aspects of the hemp plant,
right.
because it's more than just CBD with
sure.
the plant.
Mm-hmm.
This plant has been used for thousands of years for
right.
its fiber content and for its grain content too as well. And we got some pushback from the farmers to say, can you teach us about CBD production too as well? So
mm-hmm.
so we were able to do some studies revolving around that during my master's degree at Tech. And we were also able to grow over 60 different cultivars from all over the world.
Wow.
Just to see how they responded to not only Blacksburg soil and climate conditions, but also other soil and climate conditions across the state of Virginia too as well.
Right.
So, yeah, so we were a part of just making sure that farmers knew about this amazing crop,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the farmers poured into it the first couple years
right.
when there wasn't processors available at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, of course, brand new.
And then the industry kind of took a hit for a while.
Right.
And we're starting to see it kind of ramp back up now.
So what yeah. was your master's degree in then?
My master's degree was in plant science.
Okay.
With a focus on cannabis but the industrial side.
Right.
So,
right.
So we wanted to just make sure that we got as many cultivars or varieties of hemp, of the hemp plant, from all over the world. We grew varieties from France, Canada, Ukraine, all sorts of different places. So it was amazing and great to see all the different types of physiological structures that came
right.
about with
so
the plant.
Is it as simple to say, you know, hey, from this country, you know, their plants were better suited for textiles or for this, you know?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. That was generally what we were trying to figure out. What was the best cultivars for Virginia for fiber? And then mm-hmm. what were the best cultivars for grain or for the nutrition standpoint? Because, you know, some people use hemp seeds in their salads and in their soups and in all sorts of
right.
Other dishes.
Sure.
And then we also did the CBD trial, too, as
right.
well. And at the time, we had a SAD project that we were helping Dr. Tom Picarillo with. At the time. And at this time, Dr. Picarillo was like, you know, the rest of the industry is focused on CBD.
Right.
But we need to actually focus on the true natural ingredient that comes from the plant, which is CBDA.
Okay.
And so this is the precursor form of CBD. And just to give a little background on that, once CBDA is introduced to heat, it turns into CBD.
Okay.
And I like to kind of split it up where CBDA is really good for pain and inflammation versus CBD has been shown to be good for anxiety and sleep.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Okay.
So
is CBD overall then just kind of pigeonholed as it does everything, you know? I mean, that sort of thing. And it really doesn't because of the processing.
Yes. It doesn't because, you know, you have to heat up the CBD or heat up the hemp plant in order to convert it to CBD. And most of the original, like, ag drying processes in the farms that were growing hemp, they were tobacco farms.
Right.
And so they were growing in these squirrel box barns that had heat in them and whatnot. So they would just burn the plant,
right.
but not also knowing that they were changing the chemistry
right.
of the plant too as well.
Yeah.
And so we developed a process from seed to shelf with Kylocure where we're able to retain the CBDA or the true natural ingredient of the plant. And also incorporate magnesium too as well, which is, you know, a lot of people know about some of the benefits of magnesium from helping with bone health, cardiovascular health, diabetes. That I've also known some people that take magnesium citrate for sleep aid too as well. So we were able to combine that with the CBDA active ingredient, and we have made an amazing product line
right.
from this active ingredient.
And as if you're not pretty darn smart to begin with, you know, I mean, the other people involved in the company Kylocure here in Blacksburg, you got some brains there, don't you?
Yes. So, well, majority of us are Virginia Tech alum, mm-hmm. number one, and our team is full of folks with PhDs in organic chemistry and chemistry. The head of the ship is Dr. Tom Picarillo.
Okay.
And then we also have Michaela, too, as well in our lab. And we have Lucas as well, who helps us a lot on
right.
the operations side of things.
And as the agronomist, you're the grower.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
is it
yeah.
simple enough to say that?
Or? Yeah. I've had the pleasure to be the grower for mm-hmm. the last couple of years.
But that's what your degree is in.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So, and I was also able to tie in my biochemistry degree and chemistry degree too as well
right.
with making sure that the lab was in compliance mm-hmm. with CGMP
right.
and whatnot. So,
I mean, this is taking place right here in the New River Valley. It sounds really exciting, again, and it's not something I had ever heard of until I talked to you the first time. Are other people doing this, or is this kind of, you know, I mean, is this unique?
It's unique from the standpoint of blending magnesium with CBDA.
Okay.
We have a patent on that.
Wow.
And it's trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
And this active ingredient, just to let everybody know, we call it chylobinoid. CHYLOBINOID.
You'll be quizzed on that later.
chylobinoid.
Okay.
But that is the magnesium CBDA component. But the beauty of it, too, is we also have some of the other minor cannabinoids in the profile of the powder.
Okay.
As well.
So what does it do? I mean, what does CBDA or CBDA, you know, with the magnesium component do that regular CBD doesn't do?
Well, CBDA has been shown to be 10 times more potent for pain and inflammation purposes. So our product has really helped folks with like peripheral neuropathy issues, anti-inflammatory issues, reduction in seizures. It also has helped folks with nausea too as well. We have folks that take it for migraine relief and improve sleep as well. So you kind of get the best of both worlds with CBDA versus with CBD. CBD is really good for the anxiety side of things.
Okay.
And also just bringing the body back to homeostasis or just bringing you back to
right.
your normal
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, CBD still has great value.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes. It's just that CBD was the hot girl on the market.
That's right. Flavor of the month.
Yeah. And CBDA was kind of overshadowed by CBD for a long time. And now we're starting to see some of these hemp brands start to incorporate CBDA.
Okay.
But what makes us different is that we use the magnesium component too as well. And what that helps us with our topicals is that it makes the molecule fat and water soluble, so it can penetrate the skin more deeper and more potent than if you're just taking just a regular CBDA product
right. So somebody who, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever, tried CBD, let's say, on the nagging knee and it was, you know, ho-hum results, what would you tell that person?
I would tell them just give magnesium CBDA a try,
mm-hmm.
or try our chylobinoid products, and just like the rest of our customers, we're very confident that they will feel the relief.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there FDA approval on this, or is it because I know a lot of things that we take don't yet have FDA approval? What's your status on that, ChyloCure status?
No. The hemp industry by itself is not regulated by the FDA.
Gotcha.
They are working on that.
Right. But that's nobody.
That's all hemp. Companies.
Yep.
So we are regulated by the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, VDACS.
Okay.
And they come yearly to inspect our lab, make sure that we are still in CGMP compliance, as if the FDA was overseeing
right.
us too.
Exactly.
So we do have that credibility
mm-hmm.
as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's as high a credibility as available right now.
Yes.
So is the stigma of hemp, is it gone? Or is it is it still out there a little bit?
It's the stigma of hemp is still out there. And just to give the listeners the background, because some folks may not even know the difference between marijuana and hemp.
Right.
But most people are aware of marijuana is the plant that makes you high
mm-hmm.
and it makes you hungry.
Right.
And it has properties as well to help people with sleeping and nausea too. But with marijuana, majority of the industry, they are smoking it.
Right.
And everybody knows that smoking is bad.
Yeah.
Still, you know.
Of course.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're putting carcinogens into your lungs.
Yes. And so on the hemp side, hemp looks exactly like marijuana.
Right.
When you look at it from the eye and you look at it in the field, you think it's a most people will think it's a marijuana field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have some funny stories about that.
<That's>
But basically, with the hemp field, the hemp produces is high in CBDA versus marijuana is high in THCA.
Yes.
And
gotcha.
When both of these chemicals, when they are introduced to heat, on the marijuana side, THCA turns into THC.
Okay.
And hemp, on the hemp side, CBDA turns into CBD.
Right.
When it's introduced to heat. And so we, on our end, we know that the true medicinal benefit.
Right.
And I say medicinal because, you know, when people think of medicinal, they think of pain and inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to retain the true natural form of the plant and
right.
how it was consumed. And thousands of years ago, they wasn't smoking this plant as
mm-hmm.
much. They were putting it into teas and tinctures and
right.
whatnot.
And again,
yeah.
This isn't a new thing. This has been around forever.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, almost going on 10,000 years now.
Right.
Well over that.
Yeah. And used medicinally well
yes.
back
yes.
that far.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's been an amazing plant to work with over the years, and what got me into this, I saw a interview online that was centered around this little girl named Charlotte who just kept having all of these seizures.
Mm.
And then once these guys named the Stanley Brothers, they gave Charlotte the CBD oil, her seizures stopped immediately.
Right.
And of course, you know, that relieved, that took a lot of relief from the parents and a lot of stress from the parents too as well. And also gave Charlotte a much better life too. And so that's what sparked my interest in this industry. And then just learning about the fiber aspect and how we can build homes out of this material.
Yeah, how about that?
And also we can eat from this plant too as well.
Right.
It's an all-in-one plant, and that's why they do call it the plant of 5,000 uses. So, yeah.
The company is called KyloCure in Blacksburg. Jabari Bird is with us right now. Tell me about the products that KyloCure does offer.
Yeah, so we offer a range of topicals and also ingestible products too
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would say our most popular product is our premium potency pain relief cream, and that has 1,200 milligrams of our active ingredient in a 2-ounce jar. And it's a beautiful, beautiful jar with a gold lid on it. It's available at KyloRelief.com. That is the brand, is KyloRelief.com.
Okay.
KyloRelief.com.
Okay. KyloRelief.com. That's where we can see all the products.
Yes, yes. That's where you can find all of the mm-hmm. products. And if you want to read more deeper into the research and learn more about the active ingredient, kylobinoid, then we have a separate website for that, and that is KyloCure.com.
Okay. So KyloRelief.com is to look at the products, purchase the products,
yes.
hear about the products.
Yes.
And the company is more KyloCure.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say the KyloCure.com is more for research, the folks that are interested in our research.
Right, right.
Efforts, yeah.
So you talked about the first product, the topical that you mentioned, a
mm-hmm.
higher concentration of those active ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
What do we look for when, you know, again, if somebody has tried just regular CBD, I'm guessing not only was the molecular structure of it changed because of the process, the heat, but it doesn't have as much of the active ingredient as well. I'm assuming that to be true.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have as much of the active ingredient. And for example, if you go on Amazon.com
mm-hmm.
right now, they have products that are hemp based creams, but
right.
they have these astronomical milligram values where
right.
they have a 4-ounce or 8-ounce jar that they say has a million milligrams in it or what have you. And I'm like, you know, you can't fit an elephant into the
yes,
jar.
That's right.
And, So I would say most most people need to look for A, the credibility of the company that they're getting their stuff from. They also need to see that this company does have certificates of analysis for their products,
right?
Or COAs is the term for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just also want to study the credibility of the company too as well. Check their reviews.
Yeah.
If they have recent reviews on their products. And, you know, go on their social media page profiles too as well, see if they're active or not. Those are some tips that I can give folks.
Right, right. And again, to me, one of the more attractive things is you guys are a local company. You're in the NRV. You all live here. Your products are grown here. This is truly an organic local company.
Yes, yes. And as the farmer, we're not certified organic, but we do make sure that we do use all organic practices for the plant, and the plant is grown down in the New River Valley at Paris Mountain Farm.
Okay,
and we've had that relationship with them for many years, and from that, we've been able to grow some amazing large big plants, and then we get take the plants to Elkton, Virginia, and that's where a processor is that turns it into this syrup or extract for us. And then we bring the extract back to our lab, and that's where we modify it and turn it into chylobenoid.
Right.
And that's where we incorporate the magnesium, and then we turn it into gummies and capsules and our lotions and our body creams.
Sure. Sure. And I would imagine, just like anything else that's technically over the counter, because this is over the counter, is you still do want to talk to your doctor and say, look, would you recommend something like this? Or what do you think about, this nagging, elbow or, I'm talking about pain and inflammation in joints. And again, I know what, your products do go far beyond that. You still want to consult a physician, I assume.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. You want to consult your physician and tell them that you want to take, that you're interested in taking magnesium CBDA.
Okay.
And also, this gives the opportunity for physicians to learn more about the product too. And also, anybody is welcome to contact our chief medical advisor on our end, who is Dr. Scott Palmer, and he is a very renowned doctor in the Chicago, Illinois area, but he's also at Rush Hospital, and he's also a team doctor for the Chicago Bulls and the Chicago White Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So sports related is kind of his wheelhouse there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
He's been there for a long time working with the Bulls and the White Sox.
Is overall the medical community becoming more accepting of CBDA and hemp-based products?
Yeah. I think as more research is done, what really kind of pushed CBDA CBDA's agenda out was there was this research project done with during COVID, and folks in this research group was given CBDA to COVID patients and really helped with some of the long COVID reliefs and whatnot. So it's still a lot more education that needs to be done out there.
Sure.
Because, like I said earlier, some folks still don't know the difference between marijuana and hemp. But we are, that's our mission, is to educate folks on, all of the cannabinoids.
Right.
Because they all have values. And it's better if you can take a product where you can get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what chylobenoid provides for.
Well, and again, the goal here, I think, today is to get people to realize the difference between CBDA and CBD.
Yeah.
Because, again, CBD has been available in, from certainly pharmacies and stores and things like that for a while now.
And gas stations.
And again, there is a difference between that and maybe what would work a lot better for you.
Yes, because the listeners have to realize too is this industry is not regulated by the FDA. So there are a lot of products out there, a lot of brands, I should say, that are cutting corners.
Yeah.
And they're even marketing products as CBD products, but they're really using hemp seed oil, for example.
Okay.
And which is a totally different product that you put in your hair.
Mm.
And folks take that for a nutritional benefit too,
right,
as well.
Right.
So,
and I know that's a big mission of the company, KyloCure, is the education portion,
yes,
of it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Because people have to know there is a difference. And again, you don't know what you're buying there or where it's manufactured. KyloCure products manufactured right here in Blacksburg.
Yep, right here in Blacksburg, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jabari Bird with KyloCure. Anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to as we kind of wind down here? Again, it's an exciting company. It's a growing industry, and you guys are on the ground floor of it.
Yeah. The goal here is not to shoot down CBD products at all.
Right.
They do have their benefits, as you know, and research has proven, you know, CBD is good for sleep and for anxiety. But I do think that CBD has also been mismarketed as a pain relief and anti-inflammatory aid.
Right.
And yes, it does have some benefit, but just know that CBDA is 10 times more better,
right,
than CBD for,
yeah,
the pain and inflammation side. So for folks that have been discouraged with taking, you know, using a CBD topical over time, you know, don't be discouraged. Come try Kylo Relief products, and we promise that, you know, you may feel some sort of relief from them.
You know, right.
We've done a lot of research on this. We did almost 2 years of research before we even launched the brand and company.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Jabari, we wish you the best of luck. We're going to hear more about the company, Kylo Relief Products, and KyloCure, the company itself.
Yep, Kylo Relief by KyloCure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, very, very welcome. And I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. Certainly, it was eye-opening to learn a little bit about these things that you've heard so much about, but really didn't know that much about. So thank you again to Jabari Bird for being here this morning. And thank you for listening to Business Spotlight on WRAD.
This has been the NRV Business Spotlight on WRAD. If you missed any of today's program or any past program, find it online at WRADradio.com. And listen next Saturday morning at 11 for the next NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network.